Black press media reached out to each of the four candidates in the Prince George North Cariboo riding to ask the same list of questions. These are the answers provided by Coralie Oakes, who is running as an independent. The election will be held Saturday, October 19. Polls will be open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. There will be locations to vote on Election Day across the riding, including in Wells, Buchi Lake, Nasco and Hixson. People can vote in advance at St. John the Divine Anglican Church, 465 Kinchant Street, in Quesnel, October 10 to October 13, October 15 and October 16. Miocene Community Center in 3511 Horsefly Road, in 150 Mile, October 15 and October 16. Big Lake Community Hall, 4056 Lakeview Road. Big Lake, October 12 and October 13. Wildwood Volunteer Fire Department, 4253 Wildwood Road, in Williams Lake, October 11 and October 12. People can also vote early at the District Electoral Office located in West Park Mall and at 510 Broadway Avenue, North Williams Lake. For more information on the election, check elections.bc.ca. Who you are, what party are you running for, and why have you decided to run for MLA this election? I am running for re-election as I believe having an MLA that knows the riding well, has legislative experience and can confidently navigate the complexities of government bureaucracy to support constituents, is essential. What, in your view, is the biggest issue facing the PG North Cariboo riding? How would you address it? The biggest issue facing the riding is the healthcare emergency, from human resource challenges, doctors leaving, no cardiac unit in the north, or closures to lack of basic services for mental health and addictions and support for children with disabilities. Doctors, nurses and healthcare professionals need to be able to talk freely about the challenges within the existing health authorities without repercussions. I believe an audit is required. Solutions shared with me include need for hospitalist, review staffing structure of urgent primary care, improve supports for new doctors and health professionals coming to community, better support for seniors, 24-hour childcare, dedicated OR time, paid practicums for nurses, better bridging programs so that people can work and train at the same time, healthcare dual credit program in high school, better training options and tuition grants for healthcare, and review the Northern Medical Program to assess whether Northern students are getting sufficient access. There is a Canada-wide shortage of healthcare workers. With this in mind, how do you propose to attract healthcare workers to come to this region, and then stay here, when they have their pick of jobs and locations? The new payment model for doctors does not take into consideration the different scope of practice between doctors working in rural versus urban settings. I would be focused on bringing rural communities together, working with doctors, nurses and healthcare workers to develop an incentive program that recognizes healthcare professionals that remain long-term in rural communities. Reconciliation with Indigenous communities has become a central focus of provincial and federal government in recent years. What would you do to help further this process as MLA? Reconciliation with Indigenous communities require building trust and respect. It requires understanding the devastating impact of residential schools on Indigenous people. It means attending Indigenous community events and getting to know the people, the families and the elders. The trauma of residential schools cannot be denied, and the experiences of survivors need to be heard. Given the increasing climate-related disasters taking place around the world and in our region, what is your plan to address the climate crisis, and what role does the climate tax play in that, if any? We need to look at ways to incentivize reducing energy consumption in community versus carbon tax. Focus at the local government level and support actions in OCP and regional growth strategies, fire smarting, wildfire mitigation plans, forest management, encourage agriculture, soil health, research and support for new crops, drought mitigation, improve supply chain efficiencies, better road maintenance and transportation options, better transit and bus service between communities. How do you propose to ensure that provincial legislation listens to, and takes into account, the very different needs of rural BC rather than being a one-size-fits-all template designed with urban voters in mind? I will vote on legislation that best supports constituents living in this riding versus legislation that best supports the party. I have the skill to amend poor legislation, ask questions in question period, write private member bills to support our region where I can focus on our regional economies in forestry, agriculture, mining and small business and speak to bills in the House. I have a proven track record of delivering on infrastructure projects throughout my time in government and opposition because I understand the importance of building relationships and working across party lines to benefit the constituents. Our riding can play a significant role in the balance of power in this election, and I will make sure our voice is heard, and our region and rural needs are reflected in Victoria. Note: some of Oak's answers were edited to meet the 500-word limit given to candidates.